Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaOfHollywood.com.
All right. And Omar Kelly joins us from the Miami Herald. Omar, good morning. And boy, there's a lot of stuff going on in football. And as we always talk about, the Senior Bowl. And then on top of that, lots of draft picks and trying to figure out how they're going to free up money. So let's start, if you don't mind, with the Tyreek Hill story who came out on social media. We're going to play this for you here real quickly.
What y'all had heard at the end of the season is frustration, bro. Like, dude, like, bro, I've been winning my whole life, bro. I don't understand, bro. Like, I bust my ass every day. So I deserve to feel like that. I deserve to have some kind of opinion. Y'all just want me to say, oh well, get them next year. Nah, that. We got to come back. Like, we got to put some pressure on. Like, hey, bro. Like, y'all got to fix this, bro. Like, come on. Ask dogs in this. I compete. Like, I love to compete, bro.
All right. So I took that. Hey, Chris Greer, get me better players to play like I do. How'd you take that whole thing plus the frustration? He didn't mention the fourth quarter taking himself out of the game, but outside of that, what'd you think?
Game was decided, Joe. I agree with him. Add some more dogs to this, you know. I think that they've been lacking that for quite some time. Might explain why they don't play tough. Might explain why they get bullied around. Might explain why they're not exactly a tough physical team. But, yeah, he was frustrated. I knew that. He basically – what I found interesting is the fact that he said, you know, I got to put some pressure on them. And that's true. And I've known players who've done that throughout the years. Basically to the organization to make sure that they improve. And I agree with him. I agree with him from that standpoint. Sometimes you've got to put pressure on an organization to prevent them from doing some dumb stuff.
You don't think he wants out, do you? You think he wants out of here? I
don't think it's possible. It's not possible. And financially it's not possible. Dolphins just gave you money. They just re-upped you. I think he understands that situation. He wants to be sent to a winner. more than likely, if they do ship you somewhere, they're not shipping you to a winner. So Tyreek is going to be fine. They're gonna play nice. I knew they were going to play nice at the Greer.
Yes, Mike McGann. Yes, 100%. Yep. I totally agree.
They're going to figure to, I expected him to do an about face or as Mike McDaniel calls it, take backsie, sort of back up his comments, his statements. But, and it's Tyreek too. Let's be real about it. You know, we have to become Tyreek experts, and Tyreek is a very unreliable person in when it comes to, you know, being mature and saying doing the right thing. And what happened at the end, I don't even blame him for what happened at the end of the game, because he didn't want to talk and they forced him to talk. And for 2 minutes, he says all the right things. And then at the end of that 2 minutes, he gets frustrated and then he becomes Tyreek.
Yeah, well, listen, first of all, he'd never be a captain for me ever again. When they have those meetings up there, what do you think? Like, that's done. I mean, he can't throw the GM and the head coach under the bus more than he possibly did this year, right? I mean, he's just got to go out and play better. I'm guessing they're going to do everything they can to get his numbers back up and get the passing game going. Let me ask you this. We're getting ready for the Senior Bowl, and so now they'll start evaluating top juniors and seniors and everybody eligible for this NFL draft. What's the number one need now that you've had a chance to kind of go through everything, or is there two or three positions that you kind of have tied for first there?
Joe, it's funny because I'm doing a series right now in the Miami Herald looks at every unit position by position and sort of evaluates them, the pros, the cons, and the possibilities. The Dolphins need everything. And, Joe, think about this for a minute. When I say everything, I literally mean everything. When they're done, there isn't a single position that they won't need to address, because they're going to cut some players like Raheem Mostert to create cap space. They're going to cut Durham Smythe to create cap space. Let's just foreshadow here, unless they shake them down and they take pay cuts. But the offensive line needs to be absolutely rebuilt. They've got one guy right now. This is what's coming out in a series, I believe, tomorrow. Where I do look at the defensive line, Zach Sealer is literally the only person under contract on the roster. And if you think about it, Zach Sealer's probably looking at it and saying, hey, I'm one of the most underpaid players at my position, or if the NFL in total, you're going to come to me trying to use my cap space, you trying to use my salary to create cap space, and I want a new deal. I want more years, more money. So that's even a situation where it's a little bit iffy. They need to address every single thing, Joe. Mm. Everything. There isn't a position. You can name a position, Joe, and I can tell you why they have to address it.
Well, I guarantee you this. Chris Greer did not tell when he sat down here recently with the owner of the team. I'll guarantee you he didn't say that. Like, hey, so how are we looking? Because we got to win this year. He goes, man, we need help everywhere. He's not saying that, right?
There's no way that he couldn't have said that, because they got to go over how we're going to create the cap space, and that's the magical question. How are we going to create this cap space so we can do what we need to do? Are we going to be trying to shake down or cut, Bradley Chubb, the guy we gave up a first-round pick for? So we're going to give up a first-round pick for a guy who's going to be here and actually play 1.5 seasons with us?
Not a good look. I agree. If they were to do that, that would be you'll be all over that like a cheap suit. I agree.
Are we going to be asking to take a loan from the Bank of Tua and get $20 million in cap space from him by giving him a signing bonus? I mean, giving him a roster bonus, changing up his numbers, which then increase our commitment to him later on. Ooh, make it harder. Mm. Make it harder for us to move on. That's there. you know, there are just so few ways for them to create cap space, and everything comes with, everything has a negative. Everything, every single one of them has a negative to it. You know, do you want to sign Jalen Phillips to an extension as opposed to having him play on the fifth-year option? You know, Jalen Phillips has only missed the last 2 years with injuries.
Right.
What kind of money do you put on an extension to Jalen Phillips?
Yeah. No. And let me ask you this one. Do you feel comfortable coming back and saying Patrick Paul's your left tackle? Okay.
Ooh.
Got his feet wet.
Yeah.
He was up and down.
Yeah.
What do you think?
No, but I mean, it's not ideal. They said we left the season. They said they basically want Teron Armstead back. Now, him coming back means he's probably going to have to take a haircut, drop his salary like he did last year from $15 million to $9 million or $8 million. And here's the thing. Teron doesn't have to agree to do these things. And what if Teron doesn't view this as a place where he can win it all anymore? Or what if he just decides he wants to retire? You know, so it, you know, that's another situation where, I mean, I think they're in a better position now having Patrick Paul been here and work under Teron and see it for a season and then play 300 and something snaps, as opposed to not having him here. But, you know, is it an ideal spot, ideal position for the team to be in? No, it's not.
I got to tell you, man, you look at this thing, I'm with you. Like, I am like, man, there's a lot of positions that need to be upgraded if you're going to play in any of the parties we've seen here the last couple of weekends. And I'm not talking about the final one. I'm just talking about some of the things you've seen. And
every site, Joe, has Javon Holland rated like the top five free agent available, which means he's going to bank and make real money. And I just don't see any way that you could possibly pay Javon Holland. Like, I'm sorry. I'm not giving him a deal that makes him, you know, one of the top 10 highest paid safeties, much less top five highest paid safeties. I'm like, I'm good based on what I saw last season.
Well, so then that takes me to maybe that safety position is going to be pretty high on the priority list, huh? In this draft,
absolutely.
Yeah,
it should have been high on the priority list last year. Unfortunately, it wasn't, and we had Jordan Poyer, and you know, season played out the way it played out, which is your safeties didn't have a single interception.
Hey, I know you haven't talked to him recently, but I wanted to ask you about Mike McDaniels. Does Mike change a lot? Like, he's come out and said, hey, I got, obviously finding players is not enough when they're late and this, and I, you know, if they, that tells me they don't want to be here. So you can't change your personality because people will read right through that. After you've been one way for 3 years, now you come back and they're going, man, Mike. Mm-hmm. So what changes for you to get guys to get the message that have had it pretty easy around here?
I think the more the locker room changes. Here's my honest opinion about this, Joe. Why do we know about all this lateness and tardiness? Well, it's because Mike put it up there on a platter for us by talking to the players and addressing them right before they came in to do their post press conference interviews. That's the only reason we know about it.
Did he want us to know? That's what I don't know. He did. He did want those players to tell the media. Okay.
Exactly. That is my. Now, why would that be your motivation? Why would that be a topic that you want the media to know? Because I guess you have the media. We all think it's Country Club Mike. We all, and I don't know if it's necessarily fair, but you know, he gave this storyline to us. Why would he give this storyline to us?
Yeah, I am.
It is the question that I really haven't, you know, I think it's like falling on a sword so that the players don't have to fall on the sword. Or creating a narrative. Why did he create this narrative? Why?
So, I want to ask you about Tyler Huntley. he's not the backup quarterback next year, or do you think he is? Or are they still looking to get a veteran and draft a guy? I would think they do both.
I think they will probably add him just as a third or somebody competing. But I think they realize that they have to upgrade that position. I personally prefer a veteran. Joe, I do not want them drafting a quarterback because I don't want it to be a John Beck situation where all of a sudden the regime changes and then they get here and then they're looking at the quarterback and saying, oh, I want my own quarterback. Just go and add a veteran quarterback, because realistically, something happens to Tua next year, everybody's getting fired. Let's not be naive about that. Something happens to Tua next year physically, no matter what happens record wise, everybody's getting fired. And the last thing I want a new GM and a new head coach to do is inherit another quarterback. Wow. Inherit somebody else's quarterback. Because you know what they're going to say, Joe? I want to pick my own quarterback.
Yeah. Hey, I got to just end you with this, too. I was thinking it, too, obviously. You watch the games. You kind of match everything up with the Dolphins. I was doing that last night out of habit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
yeah.
The one thing that Tua can't do that all four of those quarterbacks did in their games mm-hmm. is take off mm-hmm. and run for first downs.
Yep.
And
absolutely.
Run for touchdowns and do the quarterback sneak and
yep.
And boy, I'll tell you what, it's a nice extra dimension to have in mm-hmm. your offense when something breaks down or play's not there and you got a guy can take off from the 15 or 20 yard line to score a touchdown or at least get a first down. Boy, it is sure nice to see, and we saw it a lot in both games.
Yes. We saw it a lot in the entire playoff run. And yes, that's the direction quarterbacks are going. You unfortunately don't have a quarterback that can do that and should do that. But there's no shame in that. Not everybody's going to have one of those quarterbacks. So
no, that's true.
Are you now saying that the Dolphins need an athletic quarterback? So Justin Fields or Marcus Mariota to be the backups?
Hey, you get one of those guys and you like them and it's an upgrade to help you. You just need right now somebody to help you. I've been saying too, as the starting quarterback, but I can no longer, you can't trust him. You got to have somebody to come in for 3, 4, 5 games. Mm-hmm. Another concussion means another yep. 4 games out. You got to have mm-hmm. somebody to fill in, right? Or the hip.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
you have to have somebody. I, the way that I look at it and the way that I addressed it in the series is, let's assume Tua misses the exact same amount of games as he missed this year, which is 6. You have to have somebody who can keep you 500.
That's right. I agree.
That is not a rookie.
Agree.
If it's, you know, Justin Fields is out there. I don't think he fits this offense, but he can do a lot of those. He can do a lot of those scrambling things and short yardage things that right now Tua can't do. So that's a package there. Marcus Mariota can do that also. He's got a great relationship with Tua. In fact, Marcus Mariota is Tua's hero growing up. They actually have a close relationship. That maybe he wouldn't mind being, you know, Tua's do boy.
Tua has no say-so. We're not doing that again. I don't even want to hear that brought up. Do you really? Like, well, Tua can't work. Listen, Tua has no say-so. He's missed too many games. This is about getting the best guy possible to help you win. I don't care if he's a redneck from the South or a country man up in the mountains somewhere coming out of the mountains with a big beard. Hey, man, make it work. You're all quarterbacks. Make it work.
Yeah. They talked about drafting one in the postseason press conference. And I think that that's cute. And it's encouraging, but I really don't. I don't think Chris Greer deserves the opportunity to draft another quarterback. No offense.
All right. Well, listen, Omar, there's a lot to talk about, man. I appreciate you coming on this morning. And are you going to Senior Bowl or no? You staying home?
No, my teammate Isaiah Smalls is going to the Senior Bowl.
A lot of pressure on him. A lot of pressure on the new kid. Let's hope he has a good few days.
Yeah. I don't think he knows what he's getting into, but that's the luck to you. I'll be there to guide him yoga. What is it?
You're asking me? No.
Yeah.
Don't ask me. Omar, thank you.
All right. Talk to you guys.
All right. Thanks. Omar Kelly from the Miami Herald. Hey, I want to tell you about Beverly Jewelry before we get back to business here. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. But I like talking about Jeff and Amanda and Beverly's Jewelers, whether it's Valentine's Day, whether an anniversary's coming up, or you're thinking about getting engaged. Beverly's Jewelers has been my jeweler. Matter of fact, my wife and I are going, you know, you've known Jeff since before we got married. You went there and got my first ring, and then I upgraded it because you didn't have any money at the time, and I got a bigger ring. I said, stop. I know that. And I know they have an incredible offer you don't want to miss. Get a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, a VVS Clarity E-Color set in a custom-made 14-carat gold engagement ring, and it's just $3,999. How about that for an engagement ring? Choose from all shapes and larger sizes available at similar savings, but hurry. This deal is only for a limited time, and they mean that. Plus, gold prices are at an all-time high, and Beverly's is paying top dollar for your gold, silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. Beverly's has an unbeatable selection of diamond studs and tennis bracelets and jewelry to really suit any style or occasion coming up. So what are you waiting for? 50 to 70% off select items during their limited time sale going on right now at Beverly's Jewelers. Been around for a long time. Hey, whether it's Valentine's Day, like I said, or an anniversary or birthday or anything else, you can trust Beverly's Jewelers. Boy, I know I have for more than 30 years. Visit their Fort Lauderdale showroom on Commercial Boulevard or shop online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, where South Florida gets engaged.